5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
We're jumping straight into the ads here, guys. Support for the podcast, as usual, is from fucking manscaped.com. We've got an actual read here. Manscaped.com, the best in men's below the waist grooming. I hate doing the reads, okay? I hate doing the goddamn reads. Basically what it is, it's a shaving product for men. And Manscaped is a polite way to be like, shaved your bollocks. So that's mainly what it's for, okay? It's anti-snag. You cannot snag your bag in these goddamn things. They're amazing. You put together these wee packs online. You've got all sorts of ball toners, ball moisturizers, ball deodorant. You know, if you got those vinegar nuts, you got all that shit going on. The reason I promote it on this is because the listeners get 20% off if they go to manscaped.com, use the code GenBant1. They're also launching a new product, which is the Manscaped Cologne. With the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas, this cologne is a perfect complement to the collection. Light, approachable, and gentlemanly in all the right ways. It's calming. It's inviting. Anchoring notes of, what does that say? Vetiver? And a woodsy mask? Vetiver? What word is that about? I'm saying that wrong. Should have proofread this. It's got a masculine finish. Comes in a wee square bottle. It's good stuff. It's 100% vegan. So if you're on a vegan diet, you can absolutely eat this cologne, which is American for aftershave. Anyway, use the code GenBant1 at manscaped.com. You get free shipping and 20% off. What do they say? If you shave the bush, the tree stands taller. And that's a cock joke. Fucking right. But that's it. That's our main sponsor. So shout out to Manscaped. The place is coming down with products. Bit of a tighter shot today, so the products are out of shot. But you guarantee next time we have a guest, then we will have all of that in shot. Okay, thanks very much. Explosion. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, guys. I'm in the office by myself today. We've made a few changes. I have a beverage table to the right of me because, you know, I don't want to get to the end of 2021 and be like, here's the highlight reel of me spilling fluids all over this desk. Which, to be honest, the stories I'm about to tell you, that may have contributed to some of our fuck-ups of late, but we'll move through that. It's been a strange couple of weeks. Obviously, our in-house wizard slash producer, Niall, has been working on a big TV show. He's going to pack that in, and he will be free from the 13th of May. So I promise you, we will be straight on that podcast wagon, straight on that content wagon, you know. We're looking to do a lot more stuff. So looking forward to that. And I'll tell you what else I'm looking forward to, guys. I'll tell you what else I'm looking forward to. Not fucking up another podcast. Because I'll tell you what's happened. Never mind COVID. Never mind any of the other... I mean, it's destroying India. My phone went off. It's ravaging India right now. And all the white women are getting together and they're going, guys, if you've ever studied yoga before, you're basically culturally appropriating. So make sure to throw some cash India's way. And they're like, but I got myself a veg boona. Does that not count? Basically, what they're saying as well is it's like, hey, no matter what you do, India is so densely populated and there's so many people, there's nothing you can do. So look forward to the Indian strain is what I'm saying. What was my actual point there? Oh yeah, the bad thing about, a thing much worse than all of those things is the fact that of late I have lost the audio to two podcasts, which absolutely gets my dong soft. I recorded with Dave. I might have touched on this before. I recorded with Dave Elliott. It was a hilarious podcast. We covered a lot of dad issues. We covered a lot of, not like daddy issues. You know, like, I've got a daddy issue, and then you suck 40 cocks. It's like, you know, issues about being dads. Dad Zone 5000. We also talked a lot about LL Cool J, our shared love of LL Cool J, and we frequently send each other gifts, doing all this shit, and, you know, rubbing oil on our bodies, listening to Phenomenon. But Phenomenon. I recorded that podcast. Number one, I recorded on the wrong format on the camera. Had to get Niall in to open that up on Saturday. He opened it up and I went, here's the audio. And we tried to retrieve that. And he goes, it's unsalvageable. And I went, for fuck's sake, fuck my ass. And this is what happens with podcasts. You get carried away with everything. You know, the three cameras here. Wow, lights and all that shit. You gotta take care of the bread and butter, guys. You gotta remember that this is an audio podcast. The vast majority of listeners do so via audio only. So I gotta take care of that. So that was one we lost, okay? And then I had a brief exchange with Liam McCourt online. And I was like, you should come in and do another podcast before your next fight. She's fighting in New York, I believe, on the 21st of May. And I was like, pop in, get a bit of local promotion going on. She goes, absolutely. And I was like, can you do this date? And I went, great. And then I said, oh shit, I just remembered my wife is on a little hen do with her sisters. So I'm going to be Dad Zone 5000 that day. Can we move it? And then it turns out she's obviously super busy. And there was some other bullshit in the way. So, I had a word with Maureen. I was like, right, I want to do this. I haven't done a podcast, whatever. Lost the last podcast. And, you know, long story short, we ended up coming back and going, right, let's do 1st of May, 2 o'clock, like we originally talked about. She came in. Niall was here. And I was like, this is all good, man. Niall's here. I can kick back. And we had a hilarious conversation. It wasn't even too fight-based. It was just about general stuff. I mean, it's funny when like an MMA fighter makes fun of influencers because you're like, that's class. Do you know what I mean? Because she could actually kick their fucking. But great podcast. And she was like, thanks for having me on. And I went, no problem at all. And she was heading down. And I was like, I'll follow you down here. I have to, because what we do in the studio is these lights kind of don't go off for some reason. So we go down to the electric box. We knock off all the studio lights whilst leaving the power on. So that these lights work, these sort of lamps work, and all the computer and desk and everything works. And I walked down, and she opened the door, and was like, thanks a million, see you later. And I reached in the electric box, and I, instead of putting the lights back on, I knocked the power off in the entire building. And Niall pokes his head out the door and goes, did you hit the power, knock the power off there? And I went, oh shit, did I? Sorry. And I didn't even clock what was going on. I was like, no problem. Flicked it back on. Turn the lights back on, and I come up, and he's all, Niall, you know, Niall's not like me, where I'd be like, in the name of fuck, what's going on? Start flipping tables, you know, need a nap, like, Jesus Christ, brown paper bag and all that shit. He's just sitting there all flustered, and he's like, yeah, we've, you knocked the power off while this thing was, like, saving, and now we don't have it. And I'm like, okay, great. Can it be salvaged? He listens to it? No. We listen to the audio and the video. We're cutting between three cameras. It's trash. And I'm like, oh, good. That's two podcasts in a row that I haven't been able to do. Hilarious. And I'll be fully honest with you, I've never felt lost like it in my life. I needed grief counselling. We sat here in silence, just like, very tense. Because that was his day off. You know, Leah's making time to come in, and I'm just sitting there going, I've already missed the podcast. I haven't done Patreon stuff. There's people paying to hear this shit. I've lost another one. And I'm just like, what the fuck's going on here? And even more annoying, we sit with this Rodecaster and we record through this and it goes into the computer. As a backup, I should just hit record on here, and I didn't, because I was too lazy to go and just hit it like that. So what I'm saying is, guys, apologies for being a stupid bitch. And we sat there in silence, and I was like, should we, I had an idea for a sketch. I was like, should we do this sketch just to, like, take the fucking, just take the taste out of her mouth? And he goes, yeah, you gotta do something. And I was like, okay. And I finished my little noodles. And that's not a euphemism, I was actually eating noodles. And then I was like, right, okay. And then I put on a silly outfit. And then we shot a video taking the piss out of conversion therapy. And I'll be honest, guys, you know, if there's a lesson there, the lesson is just get back on the horse. That's what you got to do. Things aren't going to fix themselves by you just thinking about them. You got to get back up on the horse. I'll not get on the horse because it would die probably. But, you know, immediately, half an hour later after some noodles, we acted on, you know, we were more creative. And I cut together this little video and put it online. It was very well received. So I was like, well, that feels slightly nice, even though I've wasted everybody's time. Bit of a mild interruption there. Apologies. Just as I'm in the middle of talking about the podcast fucking up. Great times. But yeah, I've made some mistakes. And we really need to just tighten it up. You know, we need to get back to normal. Start recording again. Have little fucking very boring little, you know, to-do lists where we go, this is recording, let's do it, and we just get stuck into the podcast. So great times. We did take the piss out of some conversion therapy, which my main gripe was just like, I can't believe, you know, it's a bit like they're like, oh, they've decided to ban, like, you know, lynching or something, you know, like something that's like so fucking outdated. Yeah, there are more quicker ways to kill people, but it just seemed like, oh, they've stopped this. There's some banned some fucking ruling thing bullshit about, like, I don't know what's, you know, like quartering people or something. I was like, are they still doing conversion therapy? I'm gonna look that up actually. Let me just actually see. You know, we were joking around saying, like, you know, since this ban came in, there's going to be conversion therapists being put out of business, and we played on that sort of joke, you know. Conversion therapy. And right around this time, I think Arlene Foster decided to retire, did she? And we joked about that. That was a bit premature. That was the joke, you know what I mean? She should have been out long ago. And I printed out a picture over to put it on the wall up here. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, how's that on my dad? It looks exactly like my dad. Arlene Foster. She may preach unity now, but she led with division. Is fucking right. But yeah, there she is. Jesus, what? I've put in here conversion therapy. In full, well, that's 20 minutes. These are very long. Gay conversion therapist comes out. Oh my god. Standard!
In Utah's Salt Lake City, we meet David Matheson. Described by some as the intellectual godfather of gay cure therapy in America. For decades, David preached a message that your sexuality can be changed. Married to a woman for more than 30 years, he wrote the book on how to deal with what he called unwanted homosexuality. And now, at the age of 57, David has come out as gay.
Yes!
I regret the part of perpetuating those ideas. Perpetuating the idea that being gay is a pathology, a disorder. Perpetuating the idea that God is not okay with people being gay. That I regret. I mean, it held me back, and it held a lot of other people back.
David lives in the hostel.
This is like 20 minutes long. I don't know if I can sit through the whole thing, but it's like... It's I don't know. Let me say, what's this one here? Founder of conversion therapy.
I'm Richard Socarides. I'm from New York City, New York. My father was, his name was Charles Socarides, MD. He was, you know, the founder or one of the founders of the school of psychiatry that believed that homosexuality was a mental illness and that it could be cured through psychotherapy. And he was a New York psychiatrist, quite well known, had a thriving practice, wrote in 1960.
Editing because they were talking about my father and they're showing this guy who obviously came out to his dad, who was this conversion therapist. But then, you know, this dude's picked himself up a nice young man here who I thought was actually doing the voiceover. But turns out he's just like, no, I'm actually in my 50s and this is my 20-year-old boyfriend who kind of looks weird. How weird. I mean, that's the thing about those huge, like, religious things is the idea is there that, like, homosexuality is wrong. So there's probably people growing up being like, man, I'm getting serious fucking wood over these dudes' butts, you know? Or there's girls going, man, I'm fucking, you know what I mean? All the chicks are out at this disco trying to pull dudes, and I just wish it was bushed up in my face. You know? And so you think that you're like, this is wrong. Like, this is wrong. I feel like it's a sin, and am I broken, and whatever. So the place for conversion therapy is mainly just for people like that, where it's like, you know, I don't want to be gay. So can someone fix that? And you're like, that's the wrong bit to fix, my man. Maybe don't be in it. Maybe the fucking organized religion side of it, who's telling you that's wrong or like a sin, needs to be fucking burned to the ground. But yeah, I mean, how many times do you see it over and over again? Like, every single fucking thing is like coming out to my Mormon parents, coming out to my dad, founder of conversion therapy. You know, conversion therapist comes out as gay. It's like the whole thing. Let me tell you something. What's gayer than that? Everyone's fucking gay. It's like, hey guys, I'd like to bring my son here. He seems to be gay. And, you know, and the guy behind the thing at the conversion therapy is like, well, we're going to put him through his paces and do some psychology type stuff, try and turn him straight. And the kid's like, I can't wait. As soon as the door closes, everyone's fucking fisting each other. What's going on here? How weird. How fucking weird. I mean, it's like, how boring is fucking, like, sexual orientation anyway? It's all like, you know, everyone's in school and, it's fucking gay and he's fucking that and she's whatever and everyone's fucking mocking each other and it comes out a wee bit and you're like, oh, we're fucking a bit more older, you know, we're a bit older now, we're in uni and everyone's, you know, a bit more open-minded. Oh, we're working and, you know, everyone's fucking just mixing in with each other. And then it just gets to a certain age where you're just being like, what's making you bust, you know? Once you, like, as soon as you know who you are and you're just getting on with your regular fucking life, who gives a it's so boring. It's so fucking boring. I mean, like, for something that's, like, quite sort of taboo anyway, like, no one, not like any fucking European place or whatever where everyone just casually sits around talking about fucking. Over here, everyone's like, no, I don't know about that. So why does it matter? You know, no one's checking. You know, going into fucking somewhere, unless you're giving blood and they're like, hey, did you fuck Freddie Mercury in the 90s? But it's so boring. It's like, you just meet people and you're like, oh, they're dead on. Do you know the Chief Fingers girls? Class. Any videos? Not gonna. It's so fucking boring, isn't it? Because what people end up doing is say, oh, we're fucking same-sex marriage. It's like, oh, we're all like, oh, fucking whatever. And then you're just like, sure, fucking, if I'm lucky, he'll fucking, you know, put the arse in the air fucking twice a year, Christmas and my birthday. Fucking, what's he like? Fucking dud. That probably never happens to dudes. gay dudes are probably just, how do they get anything done? Just straight up bucking all day. Incredible. All of that was just me talking absolute pure shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm even talking about. We'll move on to other things. I talked about three or four things there where I have no opinion or knowledge on. Arlene Foster retired, tried to look it up. Why? I mean, like, why? I mean, it's like, sweet, good time to walk away, though, you know? Just in slow motion as the country's burning down behind her. Just grabs her driver's head. Straight in the bush. Spouse, Brian Foster. Let's get a look. Oh, man. Wow. Wow. So, the country is back open, is what we're saying. People are out. What day was it? Last Friday was like the official sort of everyone can go out. And people were going out. And I'll be honest with you, it seemed like something I would be jealous of. And now when I seen it actually happening, I was like, ah, fuck it. Who gives a shit? You know, I was kind of like, ah, fucking whatever the fuck. Like, people have been waiting months for this. Blue WKD in a Prosecco. I mean, obviously the only one that you would go out for is the pint of Guinness. Is the one that you can't really replicate in the house, which ironically, you know, Maureen's family always have fucking kegs of Guinness and you can go down and... By the way, people take that so personally. They're trying to pour pints of Guinness, you know, and people are adjusting the fucking speed of the thing and everything and it wasn't quite working. And you put up a photo of that and people are like, fuck's sake, I would fucking push my fingers to the back of my throat and vomit on the bar if I was handed that. And you're like, it's in a house. Number one, look at the glass. It's not a Guinness glass. It doesn't look like a bar in the background. I'm in a house. We're adjusting the gas. We're figuring it out. We eventually figure it out. And, you know, as someone said here, it's all doing the same job, which is correct, which is giving you diarrhea the next day. So it's all good. But yeah, I'm seeing people out. It's definitely, it's a young man's game, you know. Everyone's out there fucking getting hammered. We went to the beach the other day. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But we drove back and we ended up going through Cookstown. Not bragging. You know? Which is the longest street in the world. Thanks, Microsoft, for the update. Cool. But we went to the North Coast and then came back down through Cookstown and all the bars were packed. And it was just like, you know you're getting old when you're like looking at young folk and you're going, number one, how do they know which ones are their mates? Because everybody is dressed exactly the same. You know, the girls will be wearing the same fucking outfit. You know, the fucking big moon boots with like shitty jeans and a crop top and a fucking some other jacket. And there's 15 of them that all look the same. You know? I'm Billie Eilish for the day. Even though she fucking, you know, Billie Eilish did the old, now I'm legal, cha-ching, tits out. Hot, in fairness, I don't know what age she is, she's probably like fucking just 18 and being a, let me see, Billie, let's objectify some women. Billie Eilish, Vogue. She got rid of the green hair and she was like, listen, I'm not Lil Xan anymore, boom. I'm Lil Big Tits, and what a fucking piece of shit. But there she is, and I'll say, here's what I will say, very attractive. She looks like a really hot 30-year-old. So there you go, you know, since that's all that matters, just her looks and not her music. But yeah, everyone does that. Fuck, I mean, she'll be putting out her version of WAP in two or three months. You know, once she's, you know, Miley Cyrus did that. She's like, oh, I used to be on Disney and now I'm like fisting myself on stage in a rubber fucking onesie. Fucking pouring glitter in her mouth and all that shit. And then she calmed down a wee bit and she goes on Joe Rogan. She's like, yeah, man, I'm just chilling now. I used to be crazy. I'd go on stage and like deep throat fucking dildos and whatever and fucking sing Jolene and go home. But I've calmed down a little bit. I got normal hair now, and I definitely do sound like Dog the Bounty Hunter. But it's all good. Maybe Billie Eilish is doing that thing where she's like, listen, I used to dress like a fucking Japanese tourist for a minute so that you weren't like sexually objectifying me because I was a child. But now we've ticked over into like legal. Bang. I look like Scarlett Johansson with the tits out. Hey, it's all over the news, isn't it? World's ending. India's on fire. People in fucking Israel are, you know, crushing to death. Here's another thing. I've noticed I will sip that since I left it in my mouth 3 times.
Uh-huh.
That thing that happened in Israel. I mean, didn't see a female in sight. That's the other shit thing about organized religion. We come here, we do religious ceremonies. Oh, yeah? There's 50,000 men. Ah, cool. Looks great. Oh, God, on there. Lot of dudes. We used to live on a street in Belfast where there was like a little mosque scenario going on there. Or Islamic center of some sort. And not all dudes. Lot of dudes spend a lot of time with a lot of other dudes in their sandals. Okay, racially profiling? No. Observant? Yes. But yeah, where the hoes at, man? where the hoes at? I should take that picture of Billie Eilish away there. There we go. Good woman. She is 35, though. But yeah, you know, they're at that thing in Israel, just like, we were dancing around 1 second, the next minute we're getting crushed to death, me and my 50,000 homies. Maureen has said it to me a few times. She goes, that's my worst nightmare. And I know it fucking happens. People just getting crushed. You know, there was a few teens at some fucking disco somewhere a few years ago. They got crushed outside a venue in Northern Ireland. And you're like, well, what a... Imagine, like, sending your kids out on a night out and they just get crushed because people were too keen to get into a venue. And they wouldn't have the fucking brains to just be like, well, there seems to be a lot of people out here, just open. Horrendous. But you see some old footage, you know what I mean? You see like some old Live Aid things and you're like, right, that's just 40,000 people standing beside each other. You know, there's no bar. Now you'll see like, here's the big sound desk, here's the fucking barrier, here's another wave, and there's all these channels and there's like exits everywhere. Because it probably doesn't take that much to just get fucking crushed to death. That's why, you know, you watch concert footage, someone is up against the barriers, they just pull them out. And then you see those ones from, like, Australia where, like, fucking Slipknot are playing and they're like... Rawr! And they're just hosing them. Just like, they look fucking warm, mate. Just squirt water straight at them. Fuck that. And fuck Australia, because, you know, I'm seeing footage. Obviously... Here, you want to know what's going on in Australia? Be from Ireland, because everyone on your fucking Instagram is already in Australia, and they've grown the moustache and they've got the Hawaiian shirt on. They're all just like, yeah, mate, I'm from fucking wherever, Ballymena. Everyone's over there, and they're all at their rave parties and you know, making everyone fucking jealous and. Everyone's getting a bit of sun. Everyone needs to fit into the lifestyle. Everyone gets a bit hotter. You know what I mean? Disgraceful. And then they're doing stuff in Liverpool where they're like, here's a bit of a sampler as to what it might be like if we let everyone party again. And they have a big fucking warehouse full of teens who are sort of like, you know, expendable. They're like, if you get COVID, they get COVID. He gives a fuck. But they have to produce a positive test before they go in. And they're just like, you know, Fatboy Slim was playing somewhere. Would have made you sick. That makes you jealous, you know, not someone sitting outside a bar in Cookstown going, been waiting for this all year, West Coast cooler. And a fucking, more of those golf club drinks that I was talking about. Because of fucking blackcurrant vodka. Just drink the vodka, Jesus Christ. What else am I talking about? We have a ton of questions here, which I'll get to in a second. Our fun event of the week was whenever I just I'm great at doing this. I'll go, you know, it's the Sunday before a bank holiday, and I go, man, the weather's good today. No one in the country will have thought of this, okay? We should go to the North Coast. And Maureen was a bit, it's like, this is the day after their little hen do. So everyone was, all the girls, Maureen and her sisters, were all fucking dying. And I was like, right, let's go. And she's a bit, it's a bit late in the day. And I'm like, sure, so what? You know what I mean? Live, laugh, love, YOLO. Just let's fucking do it. So we're like, right, okay. It's like fucking 2 o'clock. Let's get out of here. Eventually dragged everyone. I mean, that's the only bad thing about having a child is you have an idea. And I've said this before. It passes through 10 filters. And 7 hours later, yeah, like 7 hours later, you leave the house and you're exhausted. But so we go up there, and as we approach, what was it, Castle Rock? I was like, looks busy here. And then Maureen's like, oh yeah, there's a bank holiday tomorrow. And I was like, oh yeah, well that makes a lot of sense. I don't know what a bank holiday is. You know what I mean? I'm self-employed. Working on a weekend as usual. It's never made a difference to me ever. So, yeah. We go up there, it's busy as shit. You know, I'm having flashbacks. I'm looking at like places that I've tried to eat at in the past. You know, I went, oh, do you remember we went in there and they're asking us, did we book a slot to have a burger? It's a burger van. Hi, can I get the fucking meat feast, whatever the fuck burger it is, with black pudding and all that shit? Well, did you book an appointment? Did you book an appointment via the app to take a bite of a fucking burger? Give me the burger. Who do you think you are? Is it fucking Michelin star? Or is it a burger van? Because what's going on here? You can't just make me one since I'm standing right here. No, but you can take this ticket and come back in fucking 7 hours. Oh, it's funny that, because it's lunchtime now. I'd rather eat it now. Anyway, I was getting flashback. Here, I let things go is what I'm saying. But we find our way down to this beach. And of course, it's absolutely fucking jammers. And you can tell a bit of money about knocking about there, you know what I mean? You go Port Stewart, you go up that neck of the woods. People are driving down the beach and you're like, yes, look at that there. And the old Jag. You know, someone had this yellow Jag. What is it called? X fucking man or something? Just big fucking Jeeps all over the place. And we go down there and there are a bunch of lads with these big fucking, like, these big off-roader sort of 4x4s, you know, all the fucking Mitsubishis and shit like that, you know, and all the Toyotas of the day, but they've got the big fucking exhaust pumping out of it, and you know, the thing that comes out the roof so you don't get sand up your arse, and big wheels and fucking whatever, and they just sit there with their big aerials and chilling as, you know, shitty car after shitty car piles in there and gets stuck immediately, you know. I'm just gonna go down the beach here. I mean, this is what they're probably going. I've been on Instagram. There's a bunch of girls going down to the beach here to run into the sea, get a photo, get out again, and tell people that they're fucking Wim Hof. And these guys are just like, they're gonna get stuck, you know. And you're like, you're just sitting there, and you're like, oh, here's a fate 500, bogged down in the soft sand immediately. Do you need a hand? And he comes over, and fucking, you know, hooks them up and fucking winches them out of it. And then he reverses up against his mate. And they must be charging people. They must be like, yeah, I'll pull you out, it's fiver. Stupid bitch. There's the Fiat 500 going, oh, here we go, Fiesta. Do you want a hand? Yeah. Just over and over again all day. It's like fucking, it's like watching Bondi Rescue and they're just, you know, on the side going, we're just waiting here for a fucking Japanese person to get into the fucking riptide. There's one. Pull them out. Have you ever swam before, mate?
I have not ever touched the water.
Maybe don't go in the fucking sea then, you stupid cunt. See you later. My pleasure. You know?
I don't seem to be able to breathe.
Have you ever been in anything other than a shower?
No.
You're gonna die.
Scundered. And then the one dude that was from like fucking Oma or something, like, Jesus, hey, I fucking near drowned to death in there.
I think we might have covered this before, but let's see if we can get it up again. I'm pretty sure Aaron talked about this in his podcast, but sure, you know what I mean. Who fuck cares about that? Like, know what I mean? Irish guy Bondi. Rescue. Tries to buy him a pint or something, doesn't he? Lifeguard Connor. Yeah, I mean, Geddes, welcome back to Geddes Recycles. Son of a tailor's three steps to forgot to turn on the ad blocker, didn't I? I do have one. Forgot to turn on. So that's cool.
Initial reports that come through that there was two heads out there drowning.
Two heads are drowning? Let me get out. Let me just fast forward it. This cunt's on the beach.
And he couldn't believe.
That cunter. What's wrong, eh? I was.
Yeah, once more. This time with the translation.
That cunter. What's wrong, eh? I was.
Really?
Aye, that man saved my ass. I'm not even joking. I couldn't breathe out there and none. What is scary out there, eh?
I was actually chatting to this Irishman and I couldn't understand a word he was saying. He was just speaking his own dialect out there.
I can swim like as well, like that's just crazy. Swear to God, man, I f***ing heard a heart attack. Thought I was gone, you know. That's the first time I thought I was going to die.
Really?
Water, swear me.
Fucking just crazy, sir. Yeah, nearly drowned. Funny, but I've never really, I don't, well, I've sort of experienced a bit of a rip like that, but it wasn't as dramatic as that. It was more just like I was in the water, and then before I could notice where I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm like fucking 200 meters from where I started here. I wasn't in any trouble, but I was like, Jesus, should be up there. But you know, it's like they always say, don't fight it, just float about. I mean, the fact that they let people in the water there at all is crazy when they're just all day every day just like fucking rescuing cunts.
Scary.
And your man's like, Jesus Christ, hey, take us fucking favour, sure.
Full for the rescue, Lee wants to buy Harry's a drink.
Please get a beer or something.
No, we'll get a beer together. Please, no.
Nah, you're Australia. It's $1,000. And you know that this dude is like, probably has like an Australian girlfriend now, and she's absolutely top notch. Who's like, isn't he fucking cute? He's like a silly Irish man. And, you know, when he goes home for Christmas, he's fucking, you know, taking cat in a fucking pub in Cookstown. Isn't he adorable? And he's like, aye, sir, I'm in fucking Australia, just fucking selling cat. I'm a plumber over here, I charge fucking £1,500 an hour. Or something like that. But anyway, great clip. Don't know why I'm talking about this. Why am I talking about this? Oh yeah, people getting pulled out of the beach. So yeah, we went to the beach, just had a lovely time, you know, just walking around. You know, we were in our new Jeep. It's not a new Jeep, new to me. But we took the Jeep to the beach, which is the reason I bought it. Did we get stuck? No. Appropriate vehicle. And also, I evaluated the situation, and I went, this side looks like fucking dust. This side looks like it's packed down and wet. I'll go on the hard sand. Until someone comes in behind me in a fucking Fiat Cinquecento, or whatever it's called. I'm stuck. Surprise, fucking surprise, bitch. Surprise, motherfucker. Went in the sea anyway. I don't mind cold water, but it's the my feet kill me. And someone will probably tell me like, oh yeah, that's because you're hard as shit and your feet aren't warm enough. But like, I get in there and I'm like, oh my fucking god. I need to go in and out like 5 times to get the feet warmed up. Then I could just walk in. Or just jump in and be fine. But it's the feet where I'm like, oh my god, did someone hammer a fucking nail through my ankles? What's going on here? But that was it. We just took the baby. Was that the first time the baby's been on the beach? No, it's been on the beach in Donegal as well. We just let the baby run around, you know what I mean? Get the nappy extra wet. And, you know, got him changed in the car and went home. And that was literally the height of it. Until we drove back through Cookstown. People were just, there was a few fucking Dawn of the Deads, like, just walking dead, just, you know, they went out and someone's like, get a few pints, we're having pints at the Jager Bombs, and, you know, people haven't drank like that in a year, and there was a couple of just singular dudes marching up the street, just like, you know when you're like, I'm just going for a piss here, and you know you've had enough, and you're like, I'm going home, and he's just up the street like this. It's great to see. And then, of course, people in Belfast taking clips of, you know, like, who the fuck, whose Instagram did I see? I think it was Mark Blair, shout out, the DJ. Dropping heat. By the way, there's a car downstairs that sounds like the end of the world. I don't know what that is. You can probably definitely hear it. Loud. That's very loud. I think he put up a thing and it was just like, he was like, I couldn't place where he was in time, but he like zoomed down this alleyway and there's boys just fucking bleeding down their head and having a fight. And it said like, nature is healing. And you're like, what? Imagine, dear. Imagine waiting all fucking, all lockdown. And I can't wait to go out again. Why? Man, I'm going to hit that cathedral quarter like I'm fucking, you know, Jake Paul on a rager. And just get bottled or something and be bleeding out my head and my shirt all ripped open. If someone asked me, like, what would you prefer? Would you prefer to have your shirt just ripped or would you prefer someone to hit you in the head with a bottle? I'd be like, hit me in the head with a bottle. I don't want to, like, I'd rather be bleeding and wipe it up than walk around with that shirt, like, ripped open trying to be getting a taxi home. Just dead sensible. Hi, can I pick a taxi from blah, 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 and they turn up and they're like, is that for you? And they're like, yeah. Shirt hanging off, bleeding. Fucking dump. Right, we'll jump into some questions. Oh yeah, it's coming up. 8th of May, there's that darkness and the light thing, which is for Peter House. I never know how to say it. Where people go out at like 5 in the morning and start walking and into the light. And it is, hey, can't talk. And it's an awareness / fundraiser thing for, what is it? Is it suicide awareness? Suicide prevention? So Maureen obviously was approached by them. What is the actual, is it suicide awareness or prevention or something? Suicide prevention and counselling. Boom! So Maureen got approached for it to be a kindness ambassador. Hey, they didn't come to me, did they? If they want kindness, for fuck's sake. But yeah, we're doing it on Saturday morning. That will be the 8th. So we're going to pick a spot and go for a walk. I'll try and make a video. Get the drone out at fucking 5 in the morning. Wake all the neighbours. So that's nice. And you can register to do it. And there's a fee, I think. And that just raises money. So that's a nice thing for you to do. Since everyone's into their like little events over lockdown, you can go do something, you know. Do you know what? Even if it is virtue signal, even if you're going, look how good I am, at least there's a bit of money being raised, you know what I mean? But I mean, people are going way out of their way. There's a dude there, and why can't I remember his name? He's a coach, but he's walking all of the morns and then rowing like fucking 3,000 meters or something. They're carrying a row machine. That's the fucking crazy bit. And at each peak, they're like rowing a certain distance, which is fucking demented. And then you have the likes of Al Manny there, the big wave surfer. He swam like 100 kilometers or something in the dark, bro. See if someone went, do you want to go for a paddle in the sea up to your ankles in the dark? Fuck, clean off. Ever heard of vampire sharks? Me neither, but as soon as you start walking in there, you're like, no, I can't even see what's attacking me. Not that I could anyway. I don't know what the sharks are like off the north coast, but you know, of course, put something on me either. But yeah, we'll just go for a walk and make a nice video. That's how we can help. You know, stick to what you know. What do you know? Making a silly video. I'll do that at 5 in the morning. Thanks. I'm not even the kind. I'm doing it for Maureen. You know, she's going to come out looking like a hero. It is funny. She got asked to do that when she was waiting on her final scan results. And she was like, can I just wait till I get these before I really commit to this? Because, you know, I'm dealing with my own mental health here. And sure enough, it came up all clear. So she was able to commit to it a little bit more. But great times. We'll hit some questions. Our other sponsor, of course, flowcbdltd.com. For all your CBD needs. Our boys over there set this company up to do all range of products. Gummies. you know. It's funny because the CBD oil tastes like mint, which is revolutionary in the CBD world because most of it tastes like fucking bog water. But theirs is minty and delicious, and you can take that throughout the day, or you can get the gummies and just take one gummy. That'll do you all day. And then they also have bath bombs and a bunch of other products like that. So get over there. There are, as far as I knew the last time, the code was BANTERFLOW, and that that got you £5 off the vitamin D CBD. So we're in this time where you want to boost your immune system. Not only is it CBD, it's got vitamin D in it. Get that D inside you, and that'll get you a fiver off that product. So there you go. FlowCBDLTD.com. Shout out the boys over there. Let me see. Let's get into these questions. Favorite ever phone model? Oh, fuck. I don't know. Like, I've just been... Tech things are tools to me. They've always just been, oh, I need this camera, I need this or this, or I'm listening to music on it. So, like, it was always just, like, I've upgraded the tool. That's all it feels like. I don't know. What is my phone? It's like a fucking... It's not the late one, but it's like... What was it? The 11? Pro Max? What are they on now? 12? That's the 11 Pro Max, but, you know, like... I could for no reason, get the new one. Oh, God. There's me just getting messages through from Niall, which have scared me about tech. Cool! But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I can't even think. I mean, it's just stupid. I actually remember, like, the Sony Ericsson one that I had that went like this. And for some reason, they were the best ones to listen to music to. On. Because you would get the headphones, which had their own unique adapter thing, which was a pain in the arse sometimes. But you could listen to music, and then you could equalize the music. So you could be listening to something and be like, I'm going to crank the bass up on this. Fuck with the levels. So I quite like that. But honestly, I'm just like, does it work? Does it do the stuff? Good. And then I'll be like, did I get a new one? Who needs a phone? And then I just give them away. Like I'm fucking Oprah. So I explained on this post where the questions are that I lost 2 podcasts. And Violin Mix says, £2 a month guy feeling righteous now. Yeah. I do apologize, guys. Sometimes it's just the world sending you a message, just going, listen, you need to fucking buckle down a bit here. And I'm telling you something, Niall is getting nailed to the floor in here, because we got videos to make. Fired this in for you and Dave to look at and review as real comedians. Gutted it's lost, but what do you make of this car crash? Fuck me, like. Well, I don't think we watched this before, so let's go. What have we got? Says dad's Google history HD version.
Someone say they wanted to hear my dad's Google history. Dad's Google history. Dad's Google history. What is the name of the woman? Dad's Google history. Is bloody dad's Google history. Demi Lardner age. Dad's Google. Thank you. It's bloody dad's Google history. Yep, right. Well, I suppose it means it's time for me to turn on the TV.
You're watching Wife Swap. This is Kelsey. She's an attentive mother of 2.5 beautiful children, a human rights lawyer, and attends every PTA meeting.
I guess I just don't really like mess.
This is Karen.
Karen, haha.
Karen lives in a hollowed-out log with her children named Pantera and...
This is the funny thing about this clip. This is obviously some Australian woman doing some comedy. It's wacky. It's wacky, man. But, you know, you'll have... people who do stand-up, regular stand-up, just watching this, going like, oh, okay. and then you put that on at the Edinburgh Fringe, and it's like five stars, live at the Apollo, 8 out of 10 cats licks my asshole, and then fucking, you know, Netflix special. Because original is better than good.
Bike with three R's. Her husband is a piece of driftwood.
He just never listens.
Kelsey is the coach of her son's basketball team, and her husband cooks a healthy meal for the family.
Well, that's cool. It's cool. It's cool. You know what I mean? Someone at home is pissing themselves at that. Just listen. May a thousand blossoms bloom. And that's a clip I did from the last Patreon podcast. Probably lost that too. Different strokes for different guys, okay? Have you seen Frank of Ireland? Not yet. I'm nearly like saving it up. Talal, with the ending of Line of Duty being shite, what's the worst ending to a TV series you've ever seen? I don't know. I haven't seen... I've stopped and started Line of Duty a million times, and I don't know if it's for me, to be honest, but I don't know, I can't really remember anything being... You see, people are just upset that a thing is over, so it's very, very hard, very, very hard to, like, satisfy someone who's already, like, sad about a thing ending. So, I haven't seen it, but they're always a letdown, because if they're gonna... Plus, a lot of those stories are like the joy of it is the fucking story unraveling. You know, it's like there's plenty of enjoyment to be had along the way. It's like, you know, not all TV shows now sort of crescendo at the end. It's like, oh, we're figuring it out as we go along. So I don't know. I can't even remember anything in particular. But you are just, I mean, half of the time you're just going into it with a bad mindset because it's, like, people always talk about Game of Thrones and, oh, I read the book and all, fuck off. It ended and I was like, fair enough. But you get people going like, man, that was a bit unbelievable. Oh, yeah? The woman who fucking has pet dragons takes over? Is that how it ended? I can't remember. I think so. She has pet dragons and then she fucking does something and then... Someone else makes a decision and then this happens. And that was the bit that was unbelievable based on all the things you'd seen before. Who gives a fuck? My main concern is I didn't see an awful lot of tit after series one. Fuming. Truth bomb. Ravi. Good diverse mix up in here with the names. Talal, Ravi, Seamus. You know what I mean? Hovis, covering all the fucking nations here. With Bill Gates now getting divorced, what would you think his his Tinder profile would say? Fucking Control-Alt-Delete this wife. You know? I've got a good injection for you. What's he gonna say? Let's save the population of the earth, or let's help lower the population of the earth by letting me splat on your face. Dung dung, and then that noise, that Windows noise, gung gung. What is that? And that needs to be on the thing. Windows error sign. You know what I mean? Hold on. For fuck's sake. I know what YouTube's like now. I'm gonna fucking play this and there's gonna be 7 ads on it.
I was wondering if I could help the world's population by blasting on your tits.
Timing was terrible.
I've got my own special injection here in my pants.
Why doesn't he just get a fucking AI robot that just fucking nung, 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 just eats your dick all day? Is that guy fucking? Is Bill Gates fucking? Like, imagine being a billionaire and just being this absolute fucking, you know, just like you could buy a country and you're still just shit at bucking. He's just like, oh.
Oh my goodness, I'm about to dispatch.
Oh fuck. Oh, I'm about to corrupt your file. Oh. Anyway, fuck Windows. Heap of shit. Nightmare, I'll just ask again. Do you remember Glasgowbury Festival? If so, what were your thoughts of it? I remember it was the first time seeing you do stand-up. Jesus Christ. Both of the times I did stand-up at Glasgowbury, I was out of my mind. You know, this is me. I wonder what my next bit of material is. Broke. Yeah, I've talked about it a few times going to Glasgowbury. The first time we went, we ended up thinking we were driving. But of course, Mickey Bartlett was driving, so, you know, he ended up being steaming, and there, like, four of us slept in a fucking Hyundai, which was a nightmare. And then, the second time, I think I talked about this before, but Danny Dowling was a comedian, he's from New Zealand, and he was hot shit at that time. Like, he was gigging around Northern Ireland, and people were like, oh my god, he does this bit about, like, going to his first GAA match, and he was everyone was getting him the gig everywhere, and he was headlining, and we were on at a certain time slot, and we're running a bit over or something. I don't know what, it was running too quick this night anyway, and I was like, did I just go on now? And I was told, like, no, if it says you're going to be on at 8, go on at 8 or whatever. So Mickey goes on, and the place starts filling up, and then I went on, and the tent was totally full. And then I was like, I got through that, even though I've been drinking for about 7 hours. And then I was like, right, see you later. And then the headline act came on. And nothing against Danny, but, like, it felt like they were there to see me and Mickey. And then the tent cleared out, and he was supposed to be doing, like, fucking 45 minutes or something. And we went off stage to the bar and back, and he was already off the stage smoking because there was no one there. So that was weird. But then obviously you just keep fucking pounding the booze, and it's a weird spot because you're up a mountain, and then you're like, oh, this is lovely scenery in the daytime, the sun's out, this is great times. And then it just fucking, you know, the sun goes away and you're like, oh, I could die up here. It's like fucking minus 15. And I do remember you pull up at the little centre where, you know, you're like, hey, we're here to perform. And they're like, cool, this fucking local farmer will be here to take you up to the site. And we're like, happy days. And this guy just arrives in a fucking van. And he's like, well, get in the back there. And like six of us get in the back of a van that has no windows. And you just shut the door. And you're in the back of this guy's van that he normally uses, to, you know, because he's like a fucking builder or something during the day. And we're just in darkness being like, am I about to be killed? And then we get up to the spot, and it's fucking weird. But yeah, it's great. It was good shit, and I think it was something weird about it. Like, it was going illegally for like fucking 12 years or something, and then eventually when the paperwork went through, they were like, yeah, you can't do this, it's too dangerous. It was class though. Thoughts on the JRE podcast with Action Bronson? Where would you take him for an episode of Fuck That's Delicious in NI? Yeah, I did see it, and I've always been a big fan of Action Bronson. Love the music. Even lately, I've had a bit more of an extra you know, sometimes you listen to things, you're like, yeah, I've got my songs that I like, and then a couple of years later, you go back through it and do a bit more of a deep dive, and you're like, man, loving this. Where would you take him for an episode of Fuck That's Delicious? Oh my god, Bow Tree in Botanic, or in the Holy Lands. For a laugh, I go down to Oma and go to Giuseppe's Pizza for the best okay pizza in the land. And there's a bunch of places. General Merchants for that street hawker. That restaurant that used to be in Belfast, the Bull and Ram place, was fucking outstanding as well. Closed now. But yeah, it'd be weird because you'd have to go do workouts and shit with him now. I mean, hugely inspirational when you see someone like that who just was like, I just decided that I wanted to be fit now. And just, he is a beast. Like, he's obviously super strong and has lost a pile of weight and just drinks olive oil like it's fucking Sprite. But yeah, big fan of Action Bronson. Seeing that we'll never hear the recordings, what was the single best joke from the story? Yeah. oh fuck, I can't remember now, but like me and Dave had a right laugh. We were talking about, like I said earlier, the fucking LL Cool J thing. The math, or nearly read the guy's name. Leah one was funny. We were talking about, like, I mean, we were slagging off your woman Cyborg, who's in the same division as her, and that, you know, they maybe they'll cross paths someday. And I was like, do you see each other? And I was taking the piss out of the fact that she had a big deep voice. Not Leah, the other woman had a big deep voice, and we were having a right laugh about that. But unfortunately, it's been lost. I haven't even told her yet, I'm too scared. But yeah, seeing that it didn't fucking get the podcast out, make sure you watch her fight. She is fighting on the 21st of May. Stay up all night, watch the fights. She said it was on something weird. It was on iPlayer or something like that, which will be cool. Nightmare Big Cheese, are you looking forward to the summer of discontent when Northern Ireland implodes due to having a load of fuckwits rioting because they're bored? Yeah, well, I mean, what happens now? Like, who's the fucking first minister? Who's gonna get that? You know, is there some sort of power vacuum where people are gonna be like, fucking, they don't deserve that, no, and people are gonna start ratting just for the crack? But I mean, you do start to think, like, is it just in the fucking DNA around here? I know the leadership is awful, but it's like this. You just have this fucking society that keeps self-harming itself anytime there's any sort of unrest. I smash my neighborhood up. It's just like in the water. But yeah, who knows? There's always something kicking off over the summer. Nice day for it there. I mean, if you want no rioting in Northern Ireland, you just want it to rain all summer, because it seems to be a fair weather sport. What's the crack with folks still supporting Conor McGregor after all the things he's done? It baffles me how someone could be like, aye, but he's Irish, after a catalogue of bad shit, even after sexual assault allegations. Money revealed the man for what he really is. He's our biggest star and athlete, recognised and cheered all over the world, and it's embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what he's done is obviously fucking incredible. You know, he's had some fucking scumbag moments where he's like throwing fucking things through bus windows and fucking starting fights all over the place and slobbering at everyone. And then there is all those sort of allegation type things. But like, are they real? I don't fucking know. It's like, he never seems to get in any shit for any of, you know, like, if there's legit people being like, oh, there was like some sexual assault thing, you know, why does none of it get followed through? Or does he just have too much money where he can just make it go away? I don't know how things operate when you have like billions of dollars. Like, can you, if someone's like, oh, this guy fucking sexually assaulted me at a party in like somewhere in Dublin, and then he's just like, well, you can go ahead and try and fucking sue me if you want, but I'll just destroy your life. I don't know. But it's just like, I know what you mean. Like, there are people who just have sexual assault allegations or something weird as an allegation, and their fucking career's destroyed. So, yeah, I don't know. It's an odd thing. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say it was like one of the fucking diehard motherfuckers who, like, you know, would get a fucking mural of him painted on a wall. I am a fight fan, so like what he'd done was unbelievable. And I think as soon as you start being like a big personality and whatever, is when he should have stopped fighting, because it seems like it's hard to juggle both. The Poirier fight was an example where he is very talented, big puncher, great skills, great movement and all that shit, but like when there's someone like Poirier who was in the gym just fucking grinding it out, and I'm sure McGregor was doing it too, but it's like maybe Poirier is just worrying about fighting And McGregor's worrying about business and fucking God knows what else. You know, does it make you super battle hardened? I don't know. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I've obviously fucking, you know, someone will forward you like a load of fucking WhatsApp messages that were sent to someone about him doing some weird fucking sexual harassment, or they were seeing, don't know whether it was real or not, some photo of him like out cold on a bed in some shithole in Dublin after banging a load of gear into him. But I don't know, I just, it's like you could sit all day fucking chatting about it, but it's just like, what's going on? I don't know. You know, sometimes when people, you know, you get those superstars who are like, oh, I act perfect and I'm like the best guy, and then something small comes out and that fucking destroys them, because people are like, man, I thought you were, like, imagine Will Smith, someone like that was like, man, I thought you were fucking just the best guy of all time, and it turns out you've got a dark side. Whereas McGregor seems to wear that, he's just, you know, he just seems like a bit of a fuck it type. He's just like, ah, well, fuck it, that happened. Oh, I lost this fight, fuck it, I'll win the next one. Ah, I'll slap her away like I'm invincible. Ah, fucking beat this guy. Oh, I'm on top of the world again. Ah, fucking, now I'm back doing a load of gear in a flat somewhere. Oh, I'm fucking back. Oh, I'm still in the car. It's like, you know, he's almost like Trump-esque in that way, where it's just like, so fucking what? We move on. It's yesterday's fucking rag of a paper. It's just like, it's gone. What's the saying? Chip? I don't know. Shout out to my sayings, man. He just plows forward. You know, oh, he did this, he's a piece of shit. But he's on a yacht with his family, his pregnant wife. How's he a piece of shit? You know what I mean? It's like, he just plows forward and I don't know, what the fuck can I do about it? I will say this. We used to get so pumped for the fights that it basically ruined all other fights for me, because you would get so invested in it and you would watch the fight and then the next card would come around with giant fighters on it, great matchups, and you're like, yeah, fuck, I'm not staying up for that. I'll watch it on repeat in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And that was a question from our good pal, Hovis Oates. Graham, I wish I had someone else here to chat about that. Maybe Liam McCourt, and hit fucking record on the board here. What? Never again. You have to learn the hard way, guys. You know, you really have to. You have to hit the lowest of lows before you're willing to change. And I feel like losing two podcasts in a row is my low point. How big is the padlock and chain you've bought to keep Niall at his desk? Yeah. I think Niall was saying that the job he's on at the minute, Niall's very talented, and I know probably what he's doing at the minute just isn't fulfilling at all. He's running around like someone's fucking skivvy when the guy should be shooting and editing stuff, because that's, he's very good at it. So hopefully I can have enough cool stuff and projects for us to do over here that makes him want to hang out more, you know, because, you know, he will get like a lot of freedom over here where I'm like, right, I want to do this, but I want you to shoot and edit and take care of everything, you know, the look of the whole thing. That might interest him more than, you know, changing a lens for some cunt. Thoughts on the executive fucking over certain bars, but yet hundreds are allowed to raid Primark for the shy clothes? Yeah, I mean, since the beginning, it's been indecision and double standards all over the place. What was it, Mourne Seafood Bar or something, putting in 25 grand's worth of like outdoor facilities and then being told that they were too close together or something, and they couldn't open. And then this fucking class war started where it showed you people going into Primark and a load of people going like, what sort of scumbag, you know, queues up to get into fucking Primark, yous fucking tramps. And then a load of people were like, this is just a bunch of rich fucking wankers, you know, being all classist and whatever. But yeah, it's gotta be I mean, obviously, there is this grey area of alcohol where it's like, no matter what we try and do out here, when people are half-pished, the rules are going to go out the window. However, letting hundreds and hundreds, like, forget that it's pre-mark, whatever. Say there was hundreds of people queued up outside fucking Tesco's, which there has been. I mean, are they letting them all in at once? Or are they drip feeding through the shop? I don't fucking know. Once again, I don't know the crack with any of this shit. But it's at that point where it's like, things kind of have to get back to normal. If you're vulnerable, take care of yourself. You know what I mean? Like, we went past bars in fucking Cookstown there, and you're like, I don't know what the difference is with these people being outside. You know, they were so close together and there were so many of them under this fucking umbrella that I was like, well, why not just have that inside? It looks like 200 people standing with a fence around them. What's the difference? Go inside, who gives a flying fuck? And they're all young anyway. You know, it is just weird. Oh shit. It is weird times. But I do think it's just going to have to hit a spot where you just have to go right crack on. We make sure most of the vulnerable people are vaccinated, and you gotta have a bit of responsibility for yourself if you're vulnerable. Yeah, I don't know. Are there any questions you dread being asked? Yeah, where's Thomas is one that makes me want to drop it. There's a guy pulled up on me on the beach the other day, and he slowed down because he seen me, and he went, "Here, your videos are shite." And I don't think I fucking batted an eyelid. And then he went, "I'm only joking." And I went, "Good one." That's not really a question. Nah, fucking whatever. I don't give a shit. Alamir, the dog ate my homework podcast. Pay Niall whatever he wants to stay. What's the worst excuse you've ever heard for a used for a homework or uni assignment not being done? Fuck, I don't know. I've never had the capacity to fucking lie that well myself. I'd just be like, listen, I was in here for 8 hours yesterday. I'm not doing this shit when I go home. Sorry. The dog ate my homework podcast. Well, the dog ate my homework fucking twice. I might put up screenshots from those podcasts just to prove that I'm not bullshitting. I honestly can't think of any decent fucking... I mean, obviously everybody knows the person in class that had fucking... You're like, really? Your fifth granny died? What are the chances? I just think, like, why can't you just fucking, why can't you just be honest? Like, if I was a teacher and I was like, right, pull your homeworks out, and you're like, where's yours? And they're like, listen, I was fucking exhausted last night, and I just thought I'd be better off sleeping. I'd be like, fair play. I don't need you to fucking do another hour of this shit at home, like. Pay Niall whatever he wants to stay. Who's the funniest person you've met who's not a comedian? Oh, there's loads of people that are fucking hilarious, like, that don't do stand-up. I don't know. You know, my mate Begley's very funny. There's loads of people that are... I mean, there's people here, like... That person's hilarious, but then you're also like, you know, it's not really like a fucking, they're not like a normal person. They're like hilarious, but they're mental. I don't know. Everybody's funny. Like, you know, most people are funny. So Maureen Sister, has the like sniper. I mean, she would probably be the quietest on the surface of things, but then she will just have the fucking sniper shot punchline the odd time, where everyone's like, fucking, we're joking, and then you leave a couple of beats, and then she'll be like, bum, say something, and fucking floors everybody. you know? Coughed on the mic, you're welcome. What was Eddie going to be named if he were a girl? I don't know, but the list, I've said this before, the list of girl names was like a fucking Chinese menu. It was, they weren't Chinese names, but there was just so many options, and then the boys one was, they had about four names on it. But yeah, it was all fucking like, you know, all the bullshit, all the Ellies and Ellas and fucking 80s and, you know what I mean? It was like slight variations of the same fucking word. So thank Christ that was a boy. If you've still got the video, why don't you just dub your voice over the top of the guest, of what the guest said would be hilarious. Yeah, that would only take me fucking 9 days in a row to do that. The thing is, there is a video version where it has a wee scratch mic on the fucking, on the actual thing, on the camera, so you can hear it, but it's just trash, it just sounds like shit. Do you think if aliens came to Earth, they just take one look at us and what's going on and just fuck off again? Yeah, probably. Well, you imagine, people always assume, you know, intelligent life, like, you know, is going to come here and going to be smart. What if aliens turn up and they're fucking borderline tarded? That'd be funny. That's always the accent.
I found myself,
I don't know. Who knows what the fuck they're going to be? Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined Dave Elliott and Liam McCord had something in common. What do they have in common? Did both their podcasts get lost? Fuck. Looks like you're going to have to do it again or dress Maraid as a UFC fighter. Maraid, close enough. Can't remember which one Dave is, so Niall will be him. Okay. With all the cameras and mics you have, surely you could press record as a backup. Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll not do it again, is what I'm saying. Recently saw the name of the Pan Sausage podcast you did with your biological wife. What's your favourite Irish slang term for penis? Mine's either Sally Rod or Thick End. I've heard someone say Ball End one time, laugh my head off. Also, my dad, for some reason, and this doesn't make any sense at all, would call his dick his lanyard, which I know a lanyard is like a thing you hold your keys on, but it, when you think about it, no, he would, you know, I don't know how often my dad's referring to his penis, but he might call someone else that, but, you know, lanyard? It works when I think about it, but what else? Yes, there's Sally Rod there. Rod is a good one, and it's quite popular down the neck of the woods where I live now, and it's like Begley, my mate, will call someone a rod, and I think it's very funny. He's a rod, like. How's Eddie doing after he was released into the water? He's doing fine, he's too strong. Don't have a link for the video, but it's a guy on a roof and jumps off it, lands like the backyard wrestler. I'll send it in your Insta DMs. What a question to leave, you know what I mean? Hey, I don't have the video, but here, talk about it, would you? Let me see if it's in the DMs here. Oh, he did too. Fuck me. Said about this on your Patreon. I thought. Oh, God. Here we go. I don't want to. Everyone's laughing. Now, hold on to a save that because I'm so freaked out by broken bones that I'm like, I can't even look at that directly. I'm kind of like, I'm going to have to, he jumps, I'm going to go frame by frame, bop. Now, what I will say is, that's absolutely the worst way to do that. He tried to, like, stick that landing, you know, he was like, I'm going to jump off the roof. No, he did that all wrong. He did that all, bro, have you never seen a parkour video? He jumped off the roof and instead of like rolling with it, just was like, I'm gonna just 2 foot land this, just gunk, and of course headbutts his knees. He probably blew his back out. He probably broke his back and his hips and all every joint in his legs.
Ugh.
What's the worst and best meal that could be served in burrito form? Shame about the lost pods. But I like the ones with yourself as much anyways. Thanks, Josh. That's the last question there. What's the worst meal that could be served in burrito form? Soup or something? I don't know. Pretty much a lot of things in a wrap are pretty decent. But there are some things where you're just like... Mm. I mean, I have slagged off fucking... meatball subs for a long time. So anything that's like, and I threw up my mouth, anything that's like soupy, you know, keep it away from sandwiches. Hey, and where was the place? There used to be a place in Belfast and they'd be like, hey, do you want this fucking chickpea curry in a wrap or something? No. You should be able to cut the burrito and it kind of stays together. Just as I'm talking about that, I remember a breakfast burrito when we got to LA, and it was the first place we went. Got there late at night, bit of jet lag, slept weird. Up in the morning, just, you know, right on fucking Santa Monica, we're like, oh my god, look at this beach right outside the door. You can touch it. Let's go for a walk and walk down past all these lovely hotels and everything. And just went to the first place we find, and I was like, Get a breakfast burrito. I've never had one in my life. I've read about them on the internet. And sure enough, got this thing with like beans and eggs and like some weird spicy sausage in it. And I was like, this is... Big man's getting fat in this holiday. Let me tell you. So yeah, anything saucy. Even when you go for like a boojum or something and they're like, do you want sour cream? And you're like, no. Keep it dry and meaty. And keep the sauce on the side. Fucking amateurs around here. Anyway, what a great place to leave this podcast just on a burrito question. Great times. New Black Keys. Oh my god. What are we talking? Class. Now the guys that look the roughest in the world, okay? Nick Knowles, we've covered this. Me. And then there's someone else who I forget, and then also Dan Auerbach from Black Keys. Man looks rough. Okay. Right, we're going to get the fuck out of here. I apologize for the inaction there because we did lose two podcasts and I've also lost some sleep over it. Fucking furious. But we'll get another Patreon podcast done this week and hopefully, cough to death, now we'll be back soon enough and we'll get back to full multicam production, guests, you fucking name it. Double death. And obviously, of course, you know, this lockdown season, more and more people are getting vaccinated. The options for guests will open up again and we'll be back at it. We'll be doing vlogcasts. We'll be doing videos on location, vlogs, trying to get into it, guys, okay? But a weird period there. Everyone's been affected by lockdown, me included. But now I have no excuse. So, yeah. Shout out to Manscaped for the sponsorship. Once again, GenBant1 is the code if you want to go to manscaped.com for free shipping and 20% off. 20% off the bush, 20% length onto the piece. Said before, said again. Flow CBD LTD, Banter Flow, if you want £5 off their CBD oil with vitamin D. And that's it, guys. Take care of yourselves and just enjoy that weather. Pissing down, but you know what I mean, enjoy it, enjoy yourselves, sun's coming out, seeing two seagulls fucking on the roof on the adjacent building here, so it's a good day for it, okay? Big kisses, see you later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.